Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, Volkswagen Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Starting in the NFL, week four begins tonight with the Seahawks hosting the Cardinals. Kickoff is at 8:15. Over to the Panthers, who beat Carolina 4-2 in a preseason matchup. The Cats will continue the preseason on Monday when they host Carolina. Over to the Marlins, who fell to the Phillies 11-1. The teams will meet for the rubber match tonight with the first pitch at 6:05 from Citizens Bank Park. And in soccer, Inter Miami beat New York City 4-0. Next up, Miami will head to Toronto on Saturday. The Joe Rose Show continues now. And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
You just had to go a little longer on the song before you went to Perk. You had to.
I like this song.
I do, too. I think of Perk now every time I hear this. Chris Perkins.
Oh, is this his song?
From the Sun Sentinel.
Is this a song he like when he walks into a... He walks into like
you know what I like best about Perk? I like a lot of things. We've known him. You yeah, and I have known him forever.
Love Perk.
I like that he's not swiping. He's going out. He wants to meet. I'd be the same way. Bo, I want to go to a club. I'm going, hey, you by yourself. How you doing? And he's from that school, too.
Well, he's from that school.
I call it meet and greet.
I think he's from that school, and I think he's from the big booty school, too.
Oh, yeah. Big booty.
Likes a little junk in the trunk, right?
No. He likes a little booty. Skinny waist, big booty. Anyway, Perk.
This is my intro.
Huh? You haven't said a word. You're getting hammered.
Now we got to find another stuff to talk about.
Huh? I got to tell you, I didn't know Bo was going with that big booty stuff, Perk. That's your business, man. You know, I got you, though, brother. Hey, Perk, 0-3 is not where we thought we would be. It's ugly. It's been ugly since camp about everything with this team. What's one thing you would like to see? We got half the guys blaming the offense, other media members blaming the defense, the Tua thing. Give me one thing you would just like to see improve for this Monday night football game to give us a chance to win.
Front seven. Easily the front seven. I know you could go with Tua. I heard Bo went with error-free football or no penalties. The front seven to me has been the biggest disappointment, a bigger disappointment than Tua, because look at the collection of players that you have and what they've done, right? You've got Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, Matthew Judon, Jordan Brooks, Zach Thieler, Terrell Dodson. This is the team that was number 4 in defense last year, number 10 in defense the year before, number 9 against the run last year. They should have sacks. They should be disrupting the quarterback. They should be stopping the run. They're not doing any of that stuff. Like Tua, you know Tua had the flaws in his game, not necessarily the at the rate that he's making the mistakes now, but this front seven has been the biggest disappointment of the team to me by far.
I agree with you 100%.
You are too, Bo.
I was sold on that front seven. I said, man, these guys are going to – these quarterbacks
– Me too.
You know, you knew the secondary was thin. And you go, don't worry, the pass rushers up front, they'll create – you know, make the quarterbacks get the ball out of their hand real quick. But it hasn't.
You know what those guys are saying? They said this past week, it's hard when you're constantly getting 5, 6, 7 yards first down running the football.
Well,
and now you're in second and three.
Well, they run that two tackle defense, yep. And then two up and two stand up guys outside. And I'm convinced you can't play run and pass from a 2-point stance.
You need more weight on there. Would you like to see a third defensive lineman on there?
I would like to. Yeah. I would. And look, so even last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever we played last, seems like it's been a month. But you know, when they started stopping the run, they were bringing another. They're playing three down linemen.
Yeah.
Right. First, you know, I mean, one of the prior game, they brought in. They had Jalen Phillips down in 3-point stance and chopped down to 3-point stance. So I think that two and look every it's not everybody's doing that deep everyone's running that defense now, it's because it's about getting to the quarterback. But if you're running that defense and you're not getting to the quarterback, then they're running against you.
Yeah.
Something's got to give. And I'm with you on the front seven, Perk. That to me is the biggest disappointment from an expectation standpoint.
Hey, so Perk, I want to ask you about Tua because that has been the hot topic, and I've been a little critical of his play the last few days.
Rightfully so.
I just think, I don't know, outside of that first read, if that ball's not leaving quickly, it's just a disaster with everything. It's like he's not comfortable in the pocket. I started to wonder about his arm strength down the field. He's underthrown Tyreek Hill, even for those people that have been all over. He should have caught that ball in Buffalo between the two guys. Listen, I don't want the fastest guy in football have to come back 10 yards every time a deep ball is thrown like the last two.
Right. Yeah, you're negating his advantage. No, Tua has to be a lot better. From an individual standpoint, Tua has been the biggest disappointment. From the unit standpoint, it's been the front seven. But Tua with the late game interceptions and the lost fumble and the lack of pocket presence, we don't see anything from Tua right now that made him a Pro Bowl quarterback, right? We're not seeing the great anticipation. We're not seeing the accuracy. We're not seeing the pocket presence. We're not seeing anything. Tua shook. Like I don't know. I don't know if it's if he has no faith in his pass protection. I don't know if this is the lack of time spent with Tyreek. But Tua just doesn't look like the same guy that we've seen in 2022 and 2023. There's nothing about his game that I say, okay, there's the old Tua. I know Tua's got a lot of voices in his head, right? You got Mike McDaniel, you got Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator, you got Bobby Slowick, the senior pass game coordinator, you got Daryl Bevel, the quarterback's coach, but somehow they've got to simplify the message to Tua and just do these two or three things and let's build off of that. But he looks like he's got all kinds of things going through his head, and he just doesn't look comfortable back there. He doesn't look right.
Well, and the other thing, Chris, with Tua is, and I don't, this is not on him. You know, Mike needs to trim down that play calling, man.
Yep.
He needs to trim that play calling down. I mean,
too much terminology.
His play calls, there's so much terminology in that play calling, and then by the time, you know, a lot of times they get out of the huddle. And now he's got to look at the defense. Now all of a sudden, now you're looking, it's 5-4.
Yeah,
three,
plays way
two,
too late.
You know what I mean? Yep. So I don't think that helps him out. But the other thing I just realized, you know, just in the last couple of days, I realized, because I'm thinking about Tua, and geez, you know, he's a young guy, and he's not that young anymore. He's in his sixth year right now, right? Yep. And so his trajectory is not on his trajectory might be plateaued right now. But it certainly is not on the upswing. He's getting more to the backside of his career than the upside. If I may be wrong about that.
Yeah.
But it seems to me like that's where he's at.
Hey, Perk.
Yeah, we know who Tua is, right? He's not going to dramatically get any better. We know who he is. I keep saying they need to help him out by getting him a better run game. Just like we were talking about on the defense, that they don't do a good job on first and second down. so they haven't really earned the right to rush the passer. It's the same thing on offense. Like, second down and third down are complicated because on first down, you're not doing what you need to do. They need to run the ball and take some pressure off of Tua, take some pressure off of Mike McDaniel as the play caller. Make your life easier.
Perk, are you okay with the starting five, whether I don't know who's going to be at right guard this week, Keon Smith, or if they're going to go with Brunskill, who finished the game, or is Cole Strange about Ray? I don't know. But are you okay with the starting five? And I know Savannah Nye has had his problems.
There's not much you can do about it, right? We knew the offensive line depth is the worst in the McDaniel era. That's just what it was coming into the season. I love what I'm seeing from Patrick Paul. I really like what I'm seeing from Aaron Brewer.
Yep.
That's about as far as you can go with that offensive line. But, you know, look, Jonah is a rookie playing left guard for an extended period for the first time, right? He was a right guard a lot in college. You know, James Daniels got hurt. Austin Jackson got hurt. You knew, you know, Keon Smith is not ideal. Actually, Larry Borum has been okay. I don't have any major complaints. He's a backup. He's doing a decent job as a backup. The two guards where you major improvement. One guy.
What are you talking about? That three play investment you made in that right guard.
Yeah.
Well, that, by the way, that's going to go down as some kind of record.
Yeah, three plays. Yeah, that dollar amount per play is pretty high for that guy.
He can be strong though when he comes back. He'll be back with us. We'll be fine.
But you talk about Savai and I mean, look here, when Patrick Paul came in last year, everyone's going, geez, this guy doesn't look very good, and you know, but then he got the benefit of playing a lot of snaps, and then he figured it out during the offseason, made an improvement. You know, Savai and I has just been thrown in there. He's letting all these guys play.
So I want all the rookies to play. You
certainly have growing pains with all these rookies, but you can't be down on them because they're just thrown into the fire. And the point of like, I that's the one thing I could never understand about like Kenneth Grant. He played in one preseason game and they go, oh, okay, he's had enough. You know, I mean, I would have played him every play of the preseason almost. He needs work. Yeah, I mean.
He needs to see everything. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, he was like on one of those veteran days where he's not going to play, and I don't know. It just, you know.
Well, you know, one of the big things this year to me is that, you know, last year it took Chop, what, 6 or 8 games before he really figured it out. Savia Naya and Kenneth Grant don't really have that luxury because they're needed so much.
Yep.
I mean, to do what the Dolphins do. At least last year you had the good run defense while Chop developed his pass rush skills. Kenneth Grant doesn't have that. They need him to stop the run right now. Jonah does not have that time. You've got two offensive linemen out. They need him to be a baller right now. They don't have kind of that kind of grace period that Chop Robinson had. So it's tougher on these guys. And look, Grant and Jonah could come around just like Chop did, but you're 0-3 right now. You needed a bigger, immediate contribution from both of those guys.
Perk, I got to ask you and Bo this question because it's popped up with Woody and I over the last few days a lot, and that is when Stephen Ross had a meeting this offseason with the general manager and the head coach, and the guy wants to win now. I don't believe either one of those guys said, hey, we might take a step or two backwards. They sold him that they're going to have a really good team or have a chance to have a really good team if they could stay healthy. Do you agree with that? Or what do you think the message when they talked about potentially how good this team could be?
Well, I'll say this. Mike McDaniel told us at the owners meeting in March or whenever the owners meeting in Palm Beach was, we're going to try to win with youth and draftees this year. And my jaw almost hit the ground. It was like, this is a major philosophical shift.
Yes.
You can reword it and call it, you know, rebuild on the fly or reset or whatever. But McDaniel, he was very candid, and he has been very candid with what they wanted to do. Now, him and Greer also both said, we're trying to win this year. We're not trying to, you know, go out there and go 6-11 and say we're playing a lot of youngsters. We're trying to win right now, but he said we're trying to win with youth and draftees. I don't know how Steve Ross could have gotten like a, you know, 12-win season and Super Bowl contender out of that. They were probably honest from that standpoint, but they probably also said we've got enough veterans like Zach Sealer and Tyreek and Tua and Waddle that we still think we can make the playoffs, but this is a major philosophical shift. We're trying to win with youth and draftees. I'm still stunned by that. Admitting, you know, and look, and Chris Brier said you can't keep spending the way that we were spending and not seeing the results. That's
fair.
Life.
That's more than fair.
So Chris, you look at this team going into week one. You knew you were going to play a bunch of rookies. You knew you were going to play Savaya Naya. You knew you were going to play Grant and Phillips and maybe even Biggers, right, at times.
Yep.
And then you're looking at your secondary, and you're going to play one of the guys that got hurt.
Jason Marshall.
Another rookie. There's another rookie throw in there.
Trader,
But Trader was kind of like you. He was kind of in the background at that point.
Right.
And I'm just talking about game one. And then you were going in, you had lost your cornerstone cornerback in
Storm Duck.
I'm talking about the
Jalen Ramsey. I already forgot about Cater.
Cater was an undrafted free agent 2 years earlier. He was going to be your cornerstone guy. He goes down, and then now you've got a 1 year undrafted free agent Storm Duck as your cornerstone guy. Now, and so how many guys that were either rookies or very little play on both sides of the ball started or played a lot since this season started? I'm saying it's like seven or eight guys, right?
I think there has been a lot, but we kind of knew this was coming.
I understand that, but you can't expect to win with seven or eight rookies on both sides of the line. I don't know how because you got to know that even after I've been talking to Mike, I was in the interview room in Buffalo, and I got to the point, I said, hey, what about all these young guys you're playing? They got a lot of growing pains, you know? And he goes, yeah, we knew that was going to be the case. So if you knew that was going to be the case, can you really tell your owner that we're going to win a lot of games if you knew that was the case?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll say this, to me, it's not even – it goes beyond that. To me, the clear turning point for the fans was right after that Indianapolis game, because they looked so bad, right? Offensively, defensively, special teams, Judon rolls into the punter, and the defense just gets run all over the place, and the offense can't do anything. You're getting plays in late. You're taking delay of game penalty. Like, it was just a total collapse, and I think that was the turning point for the fans – that, okay, we understand you're playing young players, but you look like a dumpster fire out there.
Right.
Like, what were you doing all in training camp?
Yeah.
I think that's a good call.
No, I agree with that.
That's a very good call, Perk. That would probably be number one coming out of camp to look that bad.
But then you could stack that up with, we didn't realize that Indianapolis wasn't as bad as we thought they were.
That's true.
They're sitting here at 3-0 right now.
Who's that quarterback? That quarterback is I don't know if he's working on MVP, but comeback player of the year is looking pretty good. Hey,
but that's what they got, not what we have.
Hey, I got to ask you this final question before I let you go. A lot of talk about Tyreek Hill. You guys, everybody's been wanting to trade him since before camp started. You think he makes it through a season? I do. I don't think he leaves. I think he's with us all season. What do you think?
I think the second you trade Tyreek, the rebuild is on. Mm-hmm. You can call it whatever you want right now, trying to win with youth and draftees or a reset on the fly. The minute Tyreek goes, the official rebuild is on. And I think that's going to happen next year anyway. Tyreek is not going to be here next year because of his salary cap charge. But, you know, once Tyreek goes, you can't score. I'm sorry. I know that's no disrespect to Devon Achane or Jalen Waddle or Tua or anybody else, but Tyreek remains the biggest factor in this offense. And once he's gone, the rebuild is on.
So that being said, if you get rid of Tyreek after the season, so there's no financial commitment to him, or is there a benefit if you're down? Let's say you're 2-7, some kind of number like that, and you know you're downhill. Is there a benefit to just, you know, saying, hey, let's just scrap this and get something for him?
Well, I think the biggest benefit is what can you get for Tyreek?
Well, that's what I'm asking, in a roundabout way.
That's the benefit to trading him by the trade deadline, is to get something for him as opposed to, you know, letting him walk at the end of the season and you get nothing for him. So that would be the big benefit of moving him. But yeah, once you move Tyreek, though, you've pretty much given up all hope on doing anything this season, which, you know, the record might indicate that.
Perk, we've gone so long with you today that we didn't even have a chance to ask you how you doing with the ladies right now. How are things going, though, before we let you go?
I'm in a holding pattern right now.
What's that mean? That means nothing.
Are you the equivalent of the Dolphins front seven? Is that what you're saying?
I've had a couple of dates since the season started, but no follow-up dates. So it's been a couple of one-offs.
Is that more you, or they're just not calling back when you do make the second call? How's that? Is it mostly?
Unfortunately, it's been mutual. Both of us were like, yeah, there's no future here.
Well, the older you get, the older you get, the less time you invest in the proposal, right? I mean, just look. If it don't work after one night, one day I'm out. You know, I'm not gonna hang on.
I'm better off dealing with this person. Yeah,
Perk.
Thank you. Realization.
Perk, thank you, man. Appreciate it. You always open up with us, brother. Thank you, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist. We got to go to break. We are running so late right now. We'll be right back after.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. Kim Bocamper in with us, Woody, Jamie, all the boys, and Bo, you know, it's funny, and we got a lot of things going on to get to, but we have to just take a second here because it's kind of a special day here. It's kind of a special day.
You got to bring that up, right?
Hey, Bo, quarterback Jack McCock here. On behalf of all the Milpenis Trojans, we want to wish happy 80th birthday.
Jack's a good guy.
Hey, Bo, it's the girls from Butts Bakery, and we wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
Thanks for always supporting us here in Milpenis.
I'm a big Butts guy.
Hey, Bo, it's Barry McCockiner.
And from all of us here at Milpitas, we just wanted to say we love you and happy birthday, man.
Hey, Bo, it's your old high school girlfriend, Anita Dick. And we all love and miss you here in Milpitas. Happy birthday, big guy.
Wow. Wow, that's... How far can you go? In this, how far can they go? Isn't there an FCC anymore? Isn't there, you know, I mean, is there no limits? No limits to how far you can go with that? Oh, God.
We're going to get fired. We're done. We're fucking done. That's it.
See what happens when you get it going.
What happens when you go to
FM? Everybody wants to get in on the gig.
Oh man!
Well, I thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I'm
trying to forget my birthday these days. So you know what I was telling somebody the other day? Goes, oh, your birthday's coming. I'm like, oh yeah. And they go, well, aren't you happy? I go, no. I said, you know what? I used to look. You know, you count forward. You know,
yeah.
I'm 21. I'll be 22 next year.
Right.
Now I'm counting backwards. How many more years do I have to live? I'm like at 8 right now. 8 more years till I die, you know?
Oh,
so every time
God,
I get Paul. So every time I get to Jeez. Every time I get to another year, I'm going, geez, there's one
You're bumming me out. Jeez. We're trying to stay active.
I'm 71 years old. What am I going to have? I'll be around for
Paul.
Yeah, I'll be bound, you know.
Oh, Bo.
I'm just hoping I can see the Dolphins, you know, sniff a Super Bowl or an AFC championship.
You know what? I'm just wanting
by this time, get, my,
just
by
get
the
a
time
playoff win.
Bury me.
You're being a pig right now. I just want a playoff win. Bo, I got to tell you, man, that was Woody. I don't know how you got all those people from Milpitas, but that was from Milpitas, the town of Milpitas in the Bay Area.
Milpitas is known as a town that like wants to be on the radio. So it's
I got to tell you, they were wonderful. Your girlfriend especially.
They are nice people. They
good
really
people.
Are.
And by the way, they were so, when they heard Woody was going to have them on, and they all wanted to reach out to you.
Well, I want to thank each and every one of them for the best wishes.
Oh my God, I lost them. Woody, you went
above and beyond, maybe beyond so far that you're going to lose your job. Oh, but no one listens. No one in
nobody listens
anyway, right?
No, nobody
so,
listens.
So you're good.
We're good.
You're good.
We're good. You have to worry, Woody. One thing you do know, your boss, his ass ain't up for another hour. You know that. You know you're good there.
Has he got a haircut yet?
No, it's combing his hair. He just comes in.
Just, okay. All right.
I don't know. I haven't seen him in – I haven't seen Lynn in a year. I don't know. It's been a while. When the last time you saw him, Woody?
I've seen him recently.
Listen, oh, now all of a sudden he got now he turned
no,
company corporate.
I mean, I
on
stay
us
a lot
right
around
there.
A little later than you do. So,
all right,
I ran into him here and there.
We got to get caught up here, but yeah, happy birthday to you, Bo. Seriously,
thank
man,
you.
That's good stuff. And by the way, the high school stuff and going back to Milpitas to get that done. Woody really went the extra mile. Thank you. That was nice. It was a great gift right there. That was some funny stuff.
Well, it's
man.
Hard to find because, you know, they don't list. You know, if you want to find people in Milpitas, you got to go back to an old phone book. You know, one of those big, thick phone books. Yeah, because
they used to be around.
They don't have internet in Milpitas. So, you know,
they still don't have
it. No, they don't have it yet. They do in Alviso, but not in Milpitas.
I got to tell you, the town of Milpitas, people have seen that when you're out in the Bay Area, in the East Bay, and you're driving by, you're going, wow, there it is.
And there it went.
There it is. What a place. What a place. Hey, I got to tell you about Chapman Partnership. What a place. Oh, man, doing great work. What a great organization. Can't say enough about Chapman Partnership. The great work that they've done for the homeless. Nobody likes to talk about the homeless. You know it's out there. You see it. Sometimes you're bothered by it. But listen, Chapman Partnership's doing something about it and really helping so much more than just housing and a warm meal. It really is. It's about changing lives daily with caring support and all the wraparound services. About half the people at the two facilities at Chapman Partnership in Dade County are families. And we want to let you know we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. 30 years of hope for over three decades. Chapman has assisted in over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. The goal, 3 to 4 months, rehabilitate. Help them. Doctors, we have doctors come in, so you know, mental health doctors, regular doctors, dentists to help them find a job, help them find a place to live, get families back together, and give them a second chance in our community. We got so many great success stories going on. It'll make you feel good. If you're looking to get involved with something, join me here, WQM, to show your support to one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community. Any level of support is so impactful and makes such a big difference. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org, and thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think so. I do. I think there's a number of reasons why teams are interested. I think we know that, and I can go through them if you'd like me to. And there's some things that would that teams are also trying to figure out.
Okay.
There's once again, I hate to put it that way, but an off-the-field concern that the league is looking into, that their teams are curious about, that's going on with him, that is obviously part of the equation if you're going to trade for Tyreek Hill. The first thing would be, if this move happens with Miami, it's essentially them waving the white flag, right? Season's over. We're probably in a spot by the time the trade deadline rolls around. This slight rebuild we're on, we're going to continue to move into it further, right?
All right. That was Steve Smith and James Palmer podcast talking about Tyreek Hill, if he lost it, if he's going to be around. And I'm thinking they got a whole lot more problems than Tyreek Hill on this football team right now. And by the way, he is not on the top of that list of issues going on with this team. Well, I've given up on talking about deep passes, by the way.
Yeah, it's
just whatever works. Just
yeah, whatever works. You're right. I'm sitting there watching these, and the passing game is, again, it's either behind the line of scrimmage or it's, you know, mid, you know, short outs.
It's really built around Devon
and Chan and this and that. Yeah, Devon and that. And you wonder, you know, just push the ball down the field. Just, you know what, go in the first series and just throw it as far as you can down the field. Just let them know that you're going to try it at least once in a while, you know. But it's just, I don't know what the – you know, but now you got protection issues because your right side, you got your two right side guys that, you know, now you got Brunskill in there and you got Keon. Is it going to be Keon? Is, you know, Borum and then those guys. And then you got that little hole on the left with Savaii and Aya. So And look, you don't think Tua goes back and going, oh, I got this guy. This side's a little, this is a little iffy.
Oh, I think it's on,
yeah. Iffy right here, and that's a little iffy right there, right?
I definitely think it's affected.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I'm with you on that.
So I'm going to get that thing out of my hand as soon as possible.
Right.
Right.
Well, anyway, I want to get in this too here before we hit the 9 o'clock hour, the Ryder Cup. I was talking this morning about it. And I don't play. I love the Ryder Cup.
Love it.
I watched yesterday on Golf Channel for about 2 hours trying to figure out who's going to be matched up in this four ball,
yeah,
best ball, an alternate shot. And then, of course, match play on Sunday is going to be ridiculous. How much fun that's going to be.
Well, you know
what?
That makes me glad that we don't have we're not playing on a Sunday.
Oh, I thought the same thing.
Because I got Sunday. I get to watch that Ryder Cup all day long, and that's what I'll do.
How about you and I got to worry about getting on the bus usually on a Sunday. Yeah. It seems like we're always on the road and going. Yeah. They're going, hey, man, you know, the bus leaves in 15. You got to go. And I go, oh, my God, yeah. Got a big putt coming up here. And a guy. But, yeah, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, yeah. Tommy Fleetwood all of a sudden at the end of the year is playing great out of his mind. Johnny Rahm is now on the on the team, and DeChambeau. It's going to be fun. Those are all the characters,
you know,
man.
No, that's one of my disappointments I've over the last couple of years is the LIV PGA thing. You know, because you lost half of those characters from the PGA Tour over to LIV, and I can understand why for the money. But as a viewer, man, I want to see those guys. So this gives you an opportunity to see. And they got the one kid, I forget, the kid that's always MFing, and you know, the I don't know if he's Irish or whatever, the kid that's
I'm not sure which one's got a temper.
Yeah, the guy's got temper. Sure. Got a temper of everything. Anyway, he's another character that they got on the other side.
Yeah, the European side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what's funny about this this whole thing is even the guy you get matched up with, you remember years ago, Phil, they put Phil and Tiger together. Yeah. It was a disaster.
Yeah.
Did not play well together, got their ass kicked. Like I never thought matching up, especially for alternate shot, every other shot you hit. How important it is to play the guy you got good chemistry with.
Yeah. No
I just
doubt.
Thought all those guys just go out as machines and play together.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a guy like, look, Scottie Scheffler is going to play with anybody. I mean, he's a good dude, and he kind of gets along with everybody.
Well, he got a lot of pressure on him, though.
Well, no, of course he does.
He clearly number one player in the world. He is by far the best player in the world.
No doubt. But he could play with anybody. And if a guy hits a bad shot, he's not going to, you know. But there's some guys that, you know, if you don't like that guy a little bit, and you're playing with him on an alternating shot, and you put me into a bad situation. I might be MFing you down the fairway, going, brother, what you do to me, man?
So
I think Keegan Bradley's got a pretty good handle on all these guys. You know, they went out to that. They went out and played in that tournament last week in Napa. That none of those guys ever go play on it, and he had them go out and play, and they paired them up with all these different guys to get the personality thing worked out. And I thought that was a smart. And then, by the way, Scottie Scheffler was down like five shots down going into the last game, and he ends up goes and wins it, you know?
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
Give a little bit of dough.
Like, I'm curious who plays with Bryson DeChambeau, who plays slow.
Yeah.
And drives some of the guys
nuts,
you know, and he's a, you know, little care. I guess I like him. I think he's great for golf.
I think he's really good for golf.
But I am really curious with some of – and Justin Thomas, a pretty intense guy.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see who's going to play when they tee up. And then, of course, Sunday, you're on your own, man.
Yeah, though, that's
that
the best.
That match play, that's the best. Like, all right. And by the way, who goes out, who goes against Scottie Scheffler? They're talking about John Rahm going, I'll take him.
I'd like to see that.
John Rahm goes, I know LIV. I've been on this LIV golf course playing three rounds instead of four and playing in shorts. I want to show him I can play.
Yeah.
By the way, I think those LIV guys, because there's not very many guys on this team from the LIV, I think a lot of it's hurt them because of, well, they're not counted in the rankings.
So look at Dustin Johnson.
What happened?
Dustin, was he, you know, I think he got the money.
Yes.
And said, hey, I'm putting this thing in neutral right now.
I need a little more
family
time.
I'm going to play a little family time. Let me go out and, you know, I got plenty of money now and let me go do this. And then I think that plays a part in some of those guys that went over there. And then you got some of the guys that they took that were just nowhere on the leaderboard, and they're just kind of, and look, I don't like the team deal. You know, the golf's not
extra money. Well, they do make a lot of extra money.
I get it. But for these international, you know, the now they got the President's Cup, then they got the Ryder Cup. For those things, fine. One time a year, twice a year, whatever, because it's every other year. But team, it's not, golf's not a team sport. It is in college, but it's not a team sport, you know. It's a mano a mano deal, and I don't want to see that.
Well, I got to tell you, this one and the crowds are going to be in New York.
New York. Oh, my God.
That course is – you never played that Bethpage, have you?
No, hell no.
That's not for
– That's not for us, no.
You need to be playing a lot of golf to go play that.
They since took that sign down, at least because they're doing the stands and stuff. There's a sign that says, like, hey, you know, this is a tough goddamn course. Unless you can, I'm paraphrasing.
This is not for everybody.
I'm paraphrasing. Yeah, and not for everybody. Get your ass over into the course number two or whatever, you know?
Well, listen, man, it is funny. And I started this morning just talking about how much I really look forward to the Ryder Cup every couple of years popping around. And it's that weekend coming up. We're calling it Bo's weekend, actually. Hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic could be Bo's weekend too, man. You're going through low T and E. I'm not saying Bo is. He took care of it a long time ago. But I will tell you, man, I got a sex drive gone. No energy. It was a disaster across the board. Just a mess. And, you know, it's one thing you got low T and you're tired all the time. You think it's going to go away and it never goes away and it just gets worse and affects how you sleep. Sometimes you feel like you're about half depressed. And then on top of that, your sex drive all of a sudden that one day, it was hit or miss for a while, and now nothing's working in the bedroom. It's going to happen to every guy out there. So if you're laughing right now, that's fine, but it's going to happen to you if it hasn't already. The question is, do you want to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and get it taken care of? Because that's what happened with me 14, 15 months ago. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got such great results. I share it with everybody. Come up to me. Ask me when you see me. Yes, you get the T, the PSA test, if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work, boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to work for you. You won't have to worry about anything. They got 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new location in Hollywood. You can get rid of it if it's something still important to you, that you want your energy level back and your sex drive back. Chase that beautiful little wife of yours around. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Set it up. The first appointment, obviously, is the most important one to get it done. Get the testing. Meet with their professionals. They're going to put you on a program that's perfect for you. And I promise you, it works. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.